Now a little bit from what happened last night on the Sean Hannity show. Let's listen.
An infamous figure from the Obama administration's early days is rearing his ugly head once again. Van Jones, the anointed one's former green job czar, has taken up a new cause as a board member of the Pachamama Alliance, a group that, according to its website, is, quote, committed to the universal adoption and implementation of legal systems that recognize, respect, and enforce rights of nature. That's right, Van Jones is on a mission to secure human rights for Mother Nature and to make sure that the law protects nature in just the same way it protects you and me. But he may be taking up this cause at a bad time. A new Gallup poll shows that just 42% of people around the world believe that global warming is a serious or somewhat serious threat, putting those believers in the distinct minority. So I'm guessing Americans are not going to be eager to extend the Bill of Rights to Mother Nature. And joining me now with reaction to all of this, the author of Power Grab, How Obama's Green Policies Will Steal Your Freedom and Bankrupt America, Chris Horner, and Betsy Rosenberg, host of The Green Front on the Progressive Radio Network. Thanks for being with us. Now, I understand, Betsy, you have, well, I don't know what Chris is. Chris is there. You look like you've got a blue light on there. Betsy, we'll start with you. So you're a friend, friend of Van Jones, an avowed communist 9/11 truther. You're friends with him?
Oh, my goodness. I've interviewed him on my program several times. He's written a great book.
And you have respect
for him. A few years ago.
You have great, absolutely. I read you have great respect for him.
I do.
Okay, so you have great respect for a 9/11 truther
leader.
And an avowed communist. Are you a communist?
He was not part of that petition. That's been proven. And thanks to Glenn Beck, he's not in the White House, which is where he should be. We need a green job czar.
Okay, but a 9/11 truther you have no problem with?
That was disproven.
That was, that was not disproven, but it was because we have the tape
he
of it.
He did not sign that petition.
Right,
he did not sign that petition.
An avowed communist. You don't have a problem with that either.
That's your term. I would never call him that, and no one else I know and respect would ever call him that.
All right, so
he's a bold leader.
It's
all about creating green jobs.
Mother Nature should have rights. Explain why you think Mother Nature should have rights.
I think that we are part of Mother Nature. If you don't think so, try going one day without your environment, meaning clean air, clean water, clean food.
You're right. I want to poison the air, water, and kill people.
To separate ourselves from our environment is foolish. Don't be fossil foolish. We need to accept reality. And what is happening right now, tonight, this very evening, there are severe weather conditions in Arkansas and Alabama. Mm-hmm. 5,600 severe weather events in April alone in this country have
global
been reported.
Warming, right?
Mother Nature is screaming at us to pay attention to climate change. Why are you denying it?
All right. Chris with the blue face. I've never seen this. I don't know what's going on. But,
I just got out of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. I think that's great. I'm going to sue Mother Nature for the severe weather tonight, since now we can put her on a par with people. Look, this Earther movement has always been probably the craziest of the many crazy ants that constitute the Democrat base. They try to keep in the attic, talk about every now and then, isn't she dear? But don't let the people get too close a look or, heaven forbid, engage it in conversation, because they'll find out what they're really all about. And this is what they're all about. They want roadkill to form a, I suppose, get certified as a class to sue all automakers worldwide. But, you know, this weekend, just playing golf and working in the yard, I got sunburn, poison ivy, and mosquito bites. So I'm going to clean up, which is exactly what they're calling for. Nature and humans on a par in the legal system.
Yeah.
I have to say that the more this Earther movement talks, the more the American public can now move on from just screaming about the children and their greatest threat after greatest threat facing mankind.
Let me ask Betsy
and
this.
Talk about the agenda and the people and who are these people?
Betsy, do you think
how many children died in record storms
you,
over the weekend while you were getting
changed?
You
changed the subject,
Betsy,
and
Americans
I would
died.
Because it's very embarrassing. I changed the subject too. It's embarrassing.
Betsy, do you think that animals should have rights and attorneys, the right to an attorney?
I believe that everyone who lives on this planet should have the right to a clean environment, and let's look at future generations.
I didn't ask you.
I
understand that. I asked you specifically, do you think animals like Cass Sunstein, animals should have the right to an attorney?
I'm not going to answer that.
Why
I am
not?
Going to point
Can
to
I
the
ask
fact.
Why
I am
you
going
won't?
To point to the fact
you
that
think,
first, I want
oh, well,
to point
let me ask
out
another
that
question. We'll hear about the environment. Do you think trees,
was
do you think trees should
weekend,
have the right to an attorney?
And Governor Rick Perry, who does not believe in climate change, on Earth Day, asked President Obama for emergency funding. He doesn't believe in climate change, and yet half of his state was on fire after a record drought.
If it's cold,
are you not paying attention?
Should
the fire be able to sue the people?
If it snows, it's global warming. I'm asking you a question. Should the trees have the right to attorneys?
You're mocking something that is very serious.
I'm asking you a serious question. Answer it. Should trees have the right to have an attorney?
I think Mother Nature deserves protection, and I think if we were taking better care of her,
we wouldn't need laws. Like,
but
for example, if we drill at Anwar, should Anwar, the land, be allowed to have an attorney?
We may need to
sue.
Take drastic measures. Drastic circumstances call for drastic measures, if that's what
right.
it
but
takes.
But not crazy measures. Do you know how this would work out, Betsy? Do you have any idea how this would work out if you allow not just the cheetah to sue us, but the cheetah to sue the gazelle is chasing, or vice versa? You're talking about assigning human legal rights to animals. Do you know who the first and only targets of this would be? The wealthy countries. Those countries who are the countries adding layer upon layer of environmental law because they're wealthy, which is viewed as something, this development, that reduces infant mortality, drudgery, and disease.
There is no wealth without planetary health.
That has to be
penalized. Planetary health is connected to personal health.
And you're trying to redistribute it, and you will guarantee global poverty. And you know it's poor countries that trash the joint, not rich countries? Why are you promoting theories like this other than to let us all know who you really are?
There's a column called Confessions of a Climate Change Convert, a conservative, one of your fellow conservatives,
who read a book called
Disconnect. His
Who's
name is D.R. Tucker.
Who?
D.R. Tucker. He's a convert. D.R. Tucker. It's in From Forum, F-R-U-M-F-O-R-U-M.
Check it out.
After reading Disconnect, he decided to go back and read the IPCC report from 2007. He is a convert. Check it out. Use your intelligence, guys. Don't be denial-sores.
I know.
Don't be fossil fools. Mother Nature is
listening
to us.
For the record, conservatives want healthy water, clean air,
conservatives
but
want
we do
to
not
conserve.
Believe animals and trees should have lawyers. We
there's no
don't.
Animals on a dead planet, and there's no humans on a dead planet. There's no strong economy on a dying planet.
Sue's the gazellas.
We're connected.
This could be a really interesting
talking point. I guess we should move forward.
Why do I do those shows? But it feels good.